Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off-limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 788. Let's go to the Nerdist Community Corkboard to find out what events are happening in and around the Nerdist community from Nerdist fans and users just like you. Jason Bent writes, I'm a Detroit area comic and I'm hosting my first ever brunch interruption comedy showcase at the Corktown Tavern in Detroit, March 6th, 2016, doors at 12. There's going to be a Bloody Mary bar, breakfast deals. You can have your normal Sunday brunch like a good Detroit hipster with eight of Detroit's best comics for $5. Go to his Twitter account, which is JMichaelB for more details. Bill Schweigert writes, I have a pair of thrillers, The Beast of Barcroft and Northwoods, available from Penguin Random House, that may be of interest to some of your other readers. They're horror novels with heaping dollops of cryptids, humor, references to comic books, and Jaws. Check out my website, BillSchweigart.com. That's Bill, B-I-L, Schweigart. What if I didn't spell that? I spelled Bill, but I didn't spell Schweigart. What if I didn't explain every bit that I'm trying to do as I'm doing it? Schweigart is S-C-H-W-E-I-G-A-R-T.com. Schweigart. And the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics has amazing shows every night. Improv, stand-up, sketch, live podcasts, movie nights, more. Go to nerdmeltla.com for more info. I have to say, it's such an amazing community of people there. We did beta tests this past week. Got to write the new hour. And this comic named Alex Edelman, who won an award at the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh, and Emo Phillips showed up, and it was magical. It was magical. So check it out, nerdmeltla.com. There's always stuff going on. There's like people making T-shirts in one corner of the comic book store, people playing D&D in another, you know, Nerdist School classes happening, writers' workshops happening on the in the annex on the side, and then shows in the back, podcasts being recorded up tight. It is ultimately the clubhouse that I always wanted when I was a kid. So there you go. That's it. That's all the haps. This was, I got the Sister Wives together again for another Hostful. I told you we were going to do more of these. So, I'm very excited. The schedule has freed up. Less podcasts overall means that we have more time to get together to record Hostful. So hopefully you enjoy this, Nerds Podcast number 788. Hostful goodness. Katie, roll the thing.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
In Los Angeles.
Sure is. Well, it's supposed to get back up to 90 coming up on the weekend. You got temperatures rising back up to the town.
They are flying off the clouds.
So take advantage of that wet weather now.
Get out there, kids, and enjoy the rain.
Splish, splash, we've been taking some baths together. I mean, the weather.
Have you guys been taking baths together? What about our baths?
Don't
Wait, you're also
it.
Taking baths with him?
Listen, Jimmy from sports is a real good bath taker.
Wait a minute. Why are you taking baths with everyone on the news team? This is the action news team. Why are you getting so much action?
Nerdist action news.
Nerdist action news.
This just is.
It's El Nino, which is short for The Nino. Someone said that.
That was Chris Farley.
Chris Farley. Yeah, the Weather Channel sketch on SNL when he returned to host. Yes.
Which was in 1998?
Yeah, it was like the year before he died, so 96.
He died in
97?
Well, the point is that we miss him.
We do.
And that was a great, great.
And he's great in the bath!
Two and a half
lines. On this action news. Yeah. Now let's go over to water sports.
Not to bring up your age, but I was talking to someone that was also.
Sounds like you're about to.
Yes, it is. It is only.
Chris,
its own,
that's exactly how I would lead into
I'm 44. I'm okay.
But it's in context. I was talking to another guy, same age as you, born the same year. And
interesting how now you're okay with it. You've grown as a human being.
It's the hump.
You've grown as a human being.
Well, it's the hump, and it's also I feel calmer, and I have a great relationship, and
I've accepted
feel good.
The fact you're going to die one day.
You're really marrying
someone in their 30s, which is a reasonable difference.
It's a reasonable.
In age.
Yeah, I feel good. Like, I feel okay. Like that shit doesn't bother me anymore.
We all have those friends, though. Every time they say they have a new girlfriend, you kind of go, like, your first reaction is like, how old is this one?
Well,
especially
Bobcat.
In this town. Yeah.
You know, I noticed looking at the nightstand the other night, how you know if you're dating someone who's too young for you. If someone is too young for you,
is this your whole new Jeff Foxworthy bit?
I mean, if you're married.
You look on the nightstand. And
this is just good observational humor, and I was looking forward to the punchline.
Yeah, no, I do want to know what it is. Is there a thing you were having, or was that just you doing a bit of nightstands?
Both, but because there's antacid tablets, there's Tums next to the bed. And if you're dating someone who's never done that before, they're probably too young. And,
interesting.
And any kind of like I used to marvel at my grandparents' bedside table because they're you know like my dad's parents because there'd be all these pills and creams and I'm like look at these geezers and now as you start to get older it's like every year you get a new bottle next to your nightstand and helps you feel okay.
It's because you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, well, I don't want to have to keep on walking to the bathroom.
Well, it's just convenience. They learn.
Yeah.
How to live smarter, not harder.
Let's live smarter.
That's the main reason why to have space on both sides of a bed as an adult is just so
absolutely.
You not to get up and get out, but to have a nightstand there.
You don't
I'm okay with it.
You should be
44. I'm not freaking out about turning 50. Like none of it bothers me right now.
Too, it's like you don't look 44. So that's the kind of
You look 42.
I got my first physical in probably 15 years. First general doctor visit in 15 years.
Did you come on that doctor?
You better believe it.
All right.
That guy, Jonah, wasn't a doctor. No.
Jonah, that wasn't a doctor.
This guy had a bow tie, and he was in Pasadena. I thought he was fucking Bill Nye, this guy. Anyway, the whole time, he's a wormy guy, bow tie, doctor, touch my balls, came all over that.
Came all over that.
Well, this still works.
Wait,
that's
before
what
you
says.
Get to that, you were saying you talked to someone who was my age.
Back to the Chris Farley thing, and he said, because me and some other people were talking about how great Chris Farley was, and he was like, you got to understand, I was a little older than you guys when he showed up on the show, and I thought he was not funny. And he's like, that's a very specific thing to your generation of SNL. I never got it. He just fell down a bunch and would always do the same bit.
You know, I'm his age and I thought Chris Farley was amazing.
Yeah. But did you have friends who were like, he's just old Belushi, he's doing the Belushi.
The thing is, every season of SNL,
doing the other funniest
says,
guy on SNL?
Everyone does there must be a mathematical name for the theorem that, it's like cast minus 2 or something, which is like the couple casts ago that was the cast,
the
not
weird cycle of
it's the Robin Williams formula of whatever Robin Williams movie came out when you were 10 is your favorite Robin Williams movie.
I guess that's true, but
Popeye
is my favorite movie.
Yes it is.
I'm pretty sure
you love Robert Altman.
I did love Robert Altman, and I'm a big Shelley Duvall fan.
You love Popeye.
Ned Beatty is wimpy. How can you go wrong?
Come on.
Except with the Popeye movie.
Yes.
That's how it went wrong.
All the best intentions.
So good intentions.
Yeah.
You know, they just the idea that they were like, you know, we know the Popeye cartoon. We know the comic strips. We're going to do a weird, gritty, arty, not comedy movie. Just to see, they basically kind of, which now I kind of respect as an artist, they kind of R-crumbed it, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, you're right. They did make it just, it's just so weird. It's still weird. It's not even like looking back. It's like everyone thought that was so weird. Like,
and it was a musical.
Yeah,
that's right.
It was a dramatic musical of live action Popeye antics that looked really and he wouldn't eat the spinach till the end, and it was disgusting. And then So what's the thing people love about Popeye? Well, they love him when he eats the spinach. Okay, we should not do that. We'll you got to do it once.
Save it.
All right, we'll do it in the end.
Well, it's like in Casino Royale. He doesn't say Bond, James Bond, till the very end. It's the last line in the movie.
But a lot of other stuff happens. A lot of other stuff happens.
You're just waiting on that.
So what happened at your physical?
Well, it came.
Yeah.
I hadn't had one in a long time. Did all the stuff. He checked everything out, and he says, "You seem fine. I'll let you know when we."
You
get
seem fine.
No. From what I was able to do, you're fine. I'll let you know what the blood work and the urine sample have to say about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then I was waiting, and I got a call today. And I don't know. I haven't been to the doctor in a long time. I'm expecting, I'm generally healthy. Like I don't eat shit all the time, but I drink. And like I was like, maybe there's gonna be like maybe my cholesterol will be up or my blood pressure or something like that.
Jonah, what's left of your liver is not doing well.
No, that's the thing. The lady calls and she said, "Hey, I'm from Dr. Ware's office. I just want to let you know that."
Plug.
Oh yeah, sorry, I didn't even say that.
It's a weird doctor. Oh no!
Yeah, you don't want to see him during the full moon.
You gave him the full moon, all right?
Yeah, he doesn't need an incisor. So she goes. She's like, "Hey, just we looked at your blood and urine, and you're good. You're good to go." And I was like, "What's that?" She's like, "Yeah, you're healthy. You're fine." And I go, "You sure?" She's like, "Yeah." I was like, "There's nothing I should keep an eye on. Little less salt, little more of this." She's like, "From what we can see, you are totally fine." I was like, "That doesn't make sense." And she's like,
"I'll show her."
And she was like, "You're young. Don't worry about it. Like, just be healthy." I'm like, "Okay, goodbye." And then I was so scared that, like, for the next hour, I thought she was going to call back and go, "We made a mistake."
That was Chris Hardwick's trial.
That was very, very,
That was very exciting. It's been a good day.
They said your body was healthy, not your mind.
My mind, decrepit. I fucking made, like, the Pop Chips thing went way more out of control than I ever thought.
Went viral, bro.
Pop Chips.
Yeah. But other than that, that was a good thing that happened today. And also, The Rock retweeted me, and it was like the best thing in the world.
When did The Rock retweet you?
I had a dream about him last night. We were hanging out, and he was talking about like working on.
Well,
this
now
stuff.
Get to the dream part.
Yeah, he's training me. We're at the gym, and we're working out. We're just talking about stuff. We're goofing off. We're talking about Hawaii, and then like we go and make like a funny video like Instagram
video. It's
a long
tweet.
No, this is my dream that I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Don't ask me stuff and then get bored when I'm 5 seconds into it, guys.
Wait, were you talking?
Enjoy
about
the show, John.
What are you talking about?
So I tweet like had a dream last night that I hung out with The Rock and I tagged him in the thing, and he retweeted it and then responded saying, "You shouldn't eat so much cheese before going to bed, bro." And it was
The Rock is great.
He's so great.
He might be a perfect human being. He's a perfect human specimen.
I'd ask his ex-wife if he's a perfect human being. Couldn't make that work. Anyway, I'd love to have you on the podcast.
Matt Myra lays
the Myra way. Yeah. What is the Myra method?
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting in this very room, we're actually recording at Meltdown right now because we're doing the Meltdown show tonight. I'm guesting on the Meltdown show tonight.
Yes. Yeah,
so we're recording.
We're kind of full tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just a little.
But Emily said I could.
She's probably not even going to get here tonight.
Yeah, she's over
busy.
At the garage
writing.
So
what? I'm not.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I could just squeeze on for like.
Nope.
Like 10 or
very tight.
12. When did Matt start booking the show?
He doesn't.
At
he's
all.
Been banned, so he's trying to get everyone else.
If I can get enough people to not show up, Jonah will desperately call me.
Now it's all. But this is the room we were sitting in when you came up with the Myra method. So it's delightful.
Was that here?
I believe that was in this room.
I'll believe
the Myra method sitting in the exact same chair.
Does this room exacerbate your bad vibes?
Yes.
Make worse.
I don't understand.
Wait, that looks adorable right now. It's raining. So he's got a New England Patriots hat on.
Yeah.
And then a hoodie with the hoods over the hat. And he's just got his hands nuzzled up under his bushy chin.
Some reason, I felt like the hood would feel cozier, and it does.
It's too warm in here.
It's really warm in here.
I'm a little
Katie,
cold.
Why? I forgot how fucking stiflingly hot.
Someone's in here right before here, and they just fucking sweated.
They just came in here just to sweat?
Who, Mr. Heat Miser? You can laugh. You can let it out if you want.
No, I'm very upset.
No, why? For other people, it's still the winter. The heat miser is still a relevant cultural icon for people in places it snows.
Yeah, Jonah, the heat miser is a relevant cultural icon. Just today, he was trending for like 6 hours.
Well, did you see the Heat Miser tribute at the Grammys? Lady Gaga did a great job.
Did a great, great, great tribute.
Great Heat Miser. No.
Covered all the Heat Miser classics.
No, that was Baba Bowie.
That was good. That was good.
You motherfucker! How fucking dare you?
This is all vodka. I just figured, like, I thought.
Oh, you're drinking smart vodka.
I really was hoping that they were going to tell me, like, maybe ease up on the drinking, and they didn't.
You were hoping the doctor was going to be your intervention, like, don't you know what you're enabling?
One more drink, and you'll die. I'm like, all right, good time to stop.
I need to. What I need to do is get to D and be like, the next time Jonah goes in for a physical, you need to call the doctor before and tell him that Jonah's going to. But he's fine. I know what he's. I know he's fine. You just need to tell him.
And it just doesn't have to be like crazy, like his liver's going to go. Just say, salt's a bit high in your diet, and I'll cut out salt for the rest of my life.
Salt.
I just need someone to say it.
Yeah. Matt seemed to like my smart vodka idea.
I think it's not, you know, if you could get some electrolytes in vodka, you could like sort of circumvent hangovers.
Oh, isn't that what Ciroc is?
I don't know. Is it? Did he beat us to it?
I don't know.
I mean, he's a magnet.
I don't know what that
magnate?
Is.
Magnate? Ciroc is, like Diddy's vodka.
Diddy's vodka that he makes out of, it's a grape flavor?
Formerly Puff Daddy. Sean Puffy Combs.
Oh, all right.
I don't know how many more names I can give him.
For so long. I don't know what's what. I've never had an IPA.
That's all right. Don't
you wouldn't
worry.
Like it.
You're not missing much.
Because you liked to drink a lot of beers.
Yeah.
This is like it's a beer that you can't really throw back.
What did I used to drink? I used to drink
everything.
Besides that, specifically, I liked Sierra Nevada. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then you might like
Guinness. I could drink a Guinness, but I couldn't drink a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I could drink. I liked Asahi.
I like Asahi.
Red Stripe, the Jamaican one, in the stubby bottles.
Yeah,
in the little stubby bottles. And that's all I remember. And Amstel Light.
I hate Amstel Light.
My dad used to drink Bud Light. That's all he drank.
That's usually what I drink.
But it doesn't taste like anything. From what
was that okay
like
with
water.
His Miller High Life contract?
That cool expired in 1969. So, it was all okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You've been watching that People versus O.J. Simpson?
I have not.
I heard it's great.
Why wouldn't it be great?
Well, I don't know. There's, you know, not everything's great.
It's the greatest story ever told.
It is, but it doesn't mean that the television version. But I heard, I hear him talk about it in the writers' room at midnight.
Even a bad version of it would be.
People say it's great.
Great.
It just seems fun.
Yeah. I mean, we're forgetting the fact that people were murdered, but, you know, it is still fun.
I don't think anyone's forgetting that fact. I mean, it's what the whole show is based off of, the fact that two people were murdered.
Oh, I'm watching a different version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's a musical, and it was directed by Robert Altman. He's going to give it the Popeye treatment.
It doesn't kill anybody till the end of the movie.
Not till the
end. You're waiting. It's the thing you want OJ to do.
Yep, that's you don't want him to do that.
Well, I mean, that's what we all know him for and love him for, right? Am I confused about OJ's legacy?
No, he was a hockey player.
No, he was in the Airplane.
His Naked Gun. He was. God, that was so great. I just remember the first time I saw Naked Gun. What a revelation that was!
It was real good.
God damn it!
I remember I wanted to see it because I saw the trailer. And I was like, it's so funny. And then some kid in my neighborhood was like, you won't be allowed to see it because it's all about sex. Naked Gun means penis. And I was like, oh, I guess I won't be able to see it. Yeah, it was just some kid talking out of his ass.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's a pretty specific talent. Was it Jim Carrey? Because he used to, he did the bit where he would.
Mm-hmm.
No, I got it.
Don't awkwardly shift your waters around.
They weren't.
Stop it. They were fine where they were.
Those don't.
Make eye contact with me.
Don't become his waters until he opens them.
I do like stubbies.
Stummies.
Fuck stummies! No, Chris. I don't believe I will. Fuck stummies.
Stummies. Stummies.
That's one of my favorite lines from the movie.
There were supposed to be Tums, right?
Was it?
I don't know. Just I loved it. Like he would bring it. Like when I came up with stummies, everyone goes, yes, stummies. And they all.
And they have the fish bowls of stummies. Yeah. We're talking about Brain Candy, a phenomenal.
Great movie.
Kids in the Hall movie.
One of the artistly shot comedies.
It was it was beautiful. It's a beautiful movie. And the poster artwork was gorgeous,
too. So good. Soundtrack was great. was on Matador Records.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Did you see Brain Candy when
yeah,
you were growing up?
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. I love it. You're, I love all of the kids in the hall.
You're a little younger than the rest of us, so I don't know. I mean, Jonah's getting up there, but
sure am.
Still hanging on.
Still hanging
John
on.
John and I are 363 days apart.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're counting like time.
What should I be counting?
How much time we have left.
Oh.
Apparently I have infinity time.
Well, I don't think that's what the messaging... I think maybe you're reading...
I started smoking cigarettes right after that phone call.
Why would you do...
Because I'm healthy, Chris.
That doesn't mean you're invincible.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm going to listen to you and not a doctor.
The doctor didn't even say that.
Yeah, it was the nurse, but...
And she didn't even say that.
I'll show you. I got an app on my phone that shows my blood work, and only a few of the numbers are red.
So if you get sick, you're going to be like, but you said I can, you.
You said I was healthy. You said I had all the time in the
like
world.
This is like a guarantee. I want to see the manager. No, it's not. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I think it does.
How do you feel, though?
Great. Tired. I wake up all throughout the night. I can pee a lot.
Do you have a, you don't sleep well?
I got a sleep. I just been stressed, and so I wake up.
Just try a white noise machine. Do you?
I do constantly.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been way into sleep sounds, or put on a movie or something like that.
Yeah. Ed Wood.
Ed Wood. Matinee's been coming back into the rotation.
White noise machine. You mean a wife? I'm joining the club. I'm joining the club. I don't know why.
You made me laugh like an old fat Italian man.
You did. Jonah's spread finger hands both went to his stomach. That was delightful. That was delightful. I was kidding about the thing I said before. That was doing a bit.
About what?
The white noise machine.
I mean
that literally.
So oh, well, you'll find out. Upset.
Whoa. You'll find out. Can you cut that out?
You'll find out.
Matt, wake up.
You okay, Matt?
What?
What's
you
going on?
You came from Westwood.
I did. I came from
Westwood. What were you doing in Westwood?
A guitar lesson.
Oh, you're taking guitar lessons?
Yeah. Just trying to, you know, hone those skills so I can finally take
what's it. What's the guitar shop on
take it to the road.
Westwood Boulevard?
Westwood Music.
That is Westwood Music. Mike Furman used to work there.
Yes, I know. We talk about Mike sometimes.
Oh, my God. He told me this amazing story once where this guy had this really amazing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted the neck a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So they were trying to adjust it. Maybe they were working on the action. They were trying to adjust the action.
Yeah, sure.
Something happened and... They were standing there with the guy, and from upstairs in the loft where they do the repairs, I just heard, "Bing, ba, bum, bum, bing." God damn it! And this footsteps. The guy walks down the stairs, and he goes, "Well, that guitar's destroyed."
No.
The guy goes, "Which guitar?" "Your guitar."
Oh no.
But it was a very rare thing that happened, because Westwood Music is like one of the premier.
They're all great. Chelsea's great. She does work on my acoustics.
This was like 20 years ago.
On my electrics.
But what did it fell, or like he just
it slipped and fell.
Sounds like some tension went and then boom. Sounds like the neck needed to be reset.
Yeah.
So I'm just going based off of the sounds you made.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like a ting, but then it sounded like it fell and then rolled
down.
Yeah,
and he was attacked by geese. And
it was attacked by geese. It was a boom kachika phantom.
That sounds like a very interesting form of martial arts that's entering the UFC. Tech by geese.
Tech by geese. You guys doing a tech by geese?
Yeah.
Rogan's going to be talking about this guy's tech by geese.
Yeah, you know, if someone wants to take Holm down, they got to do that tech by geese, because it's the only one that she has not trained for.
Trained in the art of tech by geese.
God damn it. Westwood Music is like really amazing.
It's a
people
great shop.
Store their, like, keep their guitars there.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. You'll see all kinds of people going
in there. I bought a couple guitars over there at the old Westwood Music.
I've seen Elvis Costello's guitar there. I've seen...
What's so fun about this little Matthew Myra?
Who's that?
That was Elvis.
Presley?
Yep. It was Peace, Love, and Understanding, but instead of Understanding, it was Matthew Myra. Yeah, it was really good. I liked it.
It was Elvis.
I liked it.
Presley?
Elvis
Abbott?
Costello.
Lou Costello?
No, it was not Lou Costello. It was clearly
no,
Elvis
I
Costello.
Know who Elvis Costello was, but what was the voice you were doing?
Why so fun about peace, love, understanding?
That's the voice. Who's that?
It's Elvis Costello.
No, I know who Elvis Costello is, but like, I know...
Jonah! You know, you can't just go get a clean bill of health and think you can come in here and fuck with everyone.
That's true, Jonah.
Because no one, because you're impervious.
Oh, Chris, I think the opposite is true.
Matt, hit him.
Well, I think he's overhydrating. His body's going to catch up real soon.
This is why I'm so healthy. Because I can't. Oh, he's thirsty.
There's a difference between being really healthy and just not being sick.
What?
I don't think you're confusing not having any recognizable ailment
He said
you're unkillable.
They said healthy. Thank you so much.
Unkillable.
Katie.
Just like Jonah's Tumblr was unfuckwithable. You are fuckwithable.
Unfuckwithable. Nope. Unfuckwithable.
But you
can't do it, germs. Can't stop me.
Maybe it's not going to be a germ.
What is it going to be?
A lady instead of a germ?
A virus?
Ladies and germs. Remember that?
A virus? Oh, that gets a chuckle. Oh, I've been getting...
You got a fucking Italian belly laugh.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I gave you the...
I couldn't get rid of it for like a month.
I mean, come on.
Guys, don't go to Geno's. I had Italian belly laugh for a week.
I'm gonna read you something just based on this bad pun action.
Is my health record? Because it's spotless.
Well, I guess I'm done then.
I see here a couple numbers are red, Jonah.
Here we go. This is just kind of...
Matt, why'd you pull out your phone?
Oh, I was checking whatever he was checking, then forgot my phone doesn't work that way, and then read Twitter. That's literally what happened.
So... I apologize for doing this. I know this is cringy, but I posted a couple. I feel
Dick
really
pics?
Upset about
Dick
this.
Dick pics, no. Bro? Get your naked gun out.
I posted a couple of comments on some threads.
Oh, no.
That got no recognition whatsoever, and I feel like maybe they just deserved a fucking piece of something.
Chris just became the internet.
You are worse than Hitler, and I hope you die in a fire.
Mm-hmm.
So Will Wheaton posted a picture of a thing called the Bark Box, which I guess is like a monthly subscription box service for dogs.
Oh my god!
Is this on Instagram?
It's like Birch
Box. This one's on Birch Box.
Instagram is not. Instagram is not
like
a place
comment.
Where you.
So I said in the comments, thinking. People were digitally going to carry me out into the streets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had a bad case of BarkBox last July. Got it from doing doggy with this bitch in Wagstaff. I should have wrapped my bone in something other than cheese, but it was the only way to make her swallow. I was a bad boy, but she howled when she started to come. Here. Come here. Come here! What was I talking about again?
That's great! That's great.
Not one! You're genuinely tickled.
Yeah, that's great!
No, hang on.
But see, the thing is,
the next comment is at Hardwick, Chris Y.
Okay, then it's not
the next comment is LMAO at Hardwick.
All right,
you're getting some love on this.
All right, I didn't see that before.
You don't get notified for that stuff.
Yeah,
it's weird how you don't see the things directly underneath your comment.
Well, I was only looking at my own thing because I'm.
Oh well, Chris, you're not seeing everything else because you're only looking at yourself.
And
Chris,
isn't that ultimately
really
the problem?
You know what the thing is, though. I would have saw it. I would have laughed.
Yeah,
and
I wouldn't have
moved on with my
bed. I wouldn't have thought about it.
How about this? So on Reddit, the top post on Reddit was MySpace founder is savage. And
Macho Man?
No, MySpace founder Tom.
Oh yeah.
And so there's a comment on a thread where he said something about MySpace, and then a guy commented and said something to the effect of, "Oh, you're gonna run this into the ground because you couldn't." You couldn't keep a social network going. And Tom, with the classic Tom picture, goes, I sold MySpace in 2005 for $580 million, and you beg for half days at work.
Oh, Italian belly laugh.
They got
two.
The Italian belly laugh.
Oh, yeah. That one's from Tom.
I think
Tom
we know what
it.
The name of this episode is going to be, Katie.
maybe I'm doing the Italian belly laugh.
Bark box.
No, it's going to be his whole comment is the episode title.
So... Someone said, he's still using that same picture, you know, and then someone responded to that in the thread and said, if I were him, I'd throw that on Tinder because I'd get a lot of action. And I said, if he was on Tinder, you'd get to see his top eight, A-T-E. And then I wrote,
oh, boy.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
Underneath.
Yeah.
His top eight.
His top eight.
And then what happened?
Tinder. Because
yeah.
Eight yeah. is the past tense of
eating.
Eating a person out.
When you eat.
You don't,
it's a couple
you're
steps.
You're not digesting.
Chris, it's a couple
you're
steps. It's a couple steps.
It's a lot of steps.
You're not, it's like a step and a half.
Yeah.
It's a hop.
You know what? If you saw it in print, that's the problem.
Do
you
Wait, print so you're out printing Reddit? Out your comment pages?
Don't you?
Do you have you?
I glue them up all over my room.
Does Michelle show up at your house every morning with the staple together Reddit and like, here you go, Mr. Hardwick.
I like the tactile experience.
And then you put it on your walls and you get string to connect the different comments.
Threads.
And try,
well, if I comment here,
yeah,
I could probably get gilded.
Damn. Well,
wait, that was what noise was that?
That was a German sneeze.
Nothing.
Well, can't be that surprised.
Okay. So I'm batting 50.
What are you saying that half of your stuff is going well?
Between the two comments, one was received very well by Jonah.
So you're looking, and you're batting 500.
500,
which is incredible.
All right, but I only took two swings.
That's okay. Season starts with one swing every year.
I don't see what you're like. I think you're funny.
Yeah, the people that know you think you're funny. Is that okay, or do you just need strangers
what's
you
that,
don't know to think
what's
you're
that
funny?
Thing you used to say? Like irony only works between friends.
It kind of does only work between
you
friends.
You used to say
because
someone was wearing like a shirt that says something, and like you're like, yeah, we find it funny. But if someone saw you walking the street, you'd be the guy wearing that shirt sincerely.
Yeah. Irony works very well between friends.
Yeah.
The important thing is. I'm very brave to get up on stage like that. It's so not, you know.
No, that's not
I couldn't do that. You
that's,
couldn't do
I
that.
I couldn't do that.
I mean, it's really to get up and perform in front of strangers and beg for their fucking
it's
attention.
Brave. It's brave. It's
so brave.
So brave.
You're so brave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do this week?
Work.
How much longer are you working on?
I think we got four or five weeks left of editing.
Boy, it's a good thing I didn't have to go in January, huh? Or did you shift the schedule because of that?
We shifted.
Yeah.
We got a while to go. And then Mystery Science Theater, we start writing that on March 7th.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
So you're just rolling right into the next thing.
Yeah.
Rolling.
Yeah. So
if you start writing on March 7th, you'll be shooting March 8th, right? Because it's a really easy show to write.
There's a lot of people like on January 2nd or like tweeting us. It's like, first day of production. Hope it goes well. We're like, no, not yet.
A little bit of time.
We're going to start again on March 7th. Joel's sending us the first two movies.
Do you know what they are?
I don't know them yet. I don't know what they are yet. But no one will really, I'm sure no one will know.
Out of Africa and the Constant Gardener.
And that's the entire budget. So we're going to, I'm not sure what we're going to do for the other 12 episodes.
What if he fucking like somehow managed to like get the Scorsese catalog?
No, so it's going to be the same old thing.
Of course.
Movies no one's ever heard of.
It's going to be great. I can't wait.
I'm really looking forward to it.
As is America.
Mm-hmm.
Which was shown by their support in financial reasons.
For sure.
Yeah.
So you're going to write the riffs and then the connective bits?
Yeah. Yeah, we start writing those March 7th. There's, you know, he has his offices out in Pennsylvania. And then there's like
conveniently
drive to Santa Monica.
Okay, it is.
Yeah. But then like me, Barron, and Hampton are going to be out here getting together, writing our riffs out here and stuff like that. Yes.
Barron?
Bark Barron.
Bark Barron.
Bark Box.
Bark Box. Bark Box. I had it for Fortnite. Get rid of me, Bark Box.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's... And then I leave for New York on Sunday.
This Sunday?
This Sunday. I'm going to New York for the week.
What's going on? What's going on there?
Whoa.
What if you're like...
Oh, don't you just because you're married to a Jewish woman?
I can
woman?
Say it all the time. It's
I don't
great.
Know if you can.
You know, you can.
Yeah.
You can.
If I have kids, they're going to be Jews.
What would you say if you married a black woman?
I would say
New York. He would still say it.
New York City, brother.
Yeah.
But I'd add brother at the end.
It is not.
You know what? As far as he could have gone.
Yeah. No, I think that was the only that was the only joke I could have made that wouldn't get edited out.
I mean, what are you talking about? I don't know.
You should be applauding, Matt.
I mean, thank you for my restraint. You're welcome, America.
It was really funny. Cash, one of the producers on your talking programs.
No, I don't think so. I'm kidding.
Yeah, Cash just
killed himself. Yeah.
No, you know what's funny is because we do run throughs on the show to make sure all the clips are in place, and so Kyle Clark and Cash sit next to each other, and they're always dressed the same, and they look like. Because Cash has
giants.
They're both giants.
Yep.
Both blonde.
Yeah.
Both glasses. Cash has a long beard and really short hair, and Kyle has really long hair and a short beard. So the other night I said, like, they look. I said, first of all, you guys look like a before and after, but I don't know which is which. And
what a horrible insult! That's what a horrible insult!
Insulting at all?
That is just such a fucking brutal beat. Oh man. That's like you had three aces and someone catches a fucking flush on the river and you're out.
Because
so
they look like
beat.
They look like that old like metal that magnet thing with the metal shaving so you could flip the head upside down.
Yeah.
You could like, oh, his beard is his hair and his hair is his beard. Like
matter,
that's how they look.
Oh god.
So we have fun.
That's really fun.
So what about Cash?
I don't remember.
New York. You're talking about New York?
New York and Cash. And
Cash.
The show, Cash, you went to a thing. Cash
came
down.
Oh, we're talking about like, okay, not Cash, like, you know, he was reaching out to, like he sent me an email and it said, it was something about like talking Fear the Walking Dead or something like that.
Yeah.
And like, I go, oh. All right, here we go. I open up the email. He's like, do you know John Ross Bowie's email?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's so funny.
And so I respond with, yeah, here it is. And I give him my email address. and then he responds with, you accidentally gave me your email address.
That is Cash. It's Cash.
The thing that's great about Cash is he's really great at his job.
He's
a great producer.
Yeah.
And he's such a sweet guy, and he has such a good heart. That's why you fuck with him a lot. Because he does Jonah Radio a lot.
Yeah, I don't, like, it's like, when it comes to Jonah Radio, I don't really fuck with him. Neil's the one that fucks with him. Mm.
But he's just so funny, and he takes it so well, he always riffs back, so you know.
Yeah, no, he is a lot of fun to make fun of. And he is really funny himself, so it's really good. But he does, so he hangs his head in bummed out mode, like, better than I've ever seen anybody. Like one time, years and years and years and years ago, we were like, we were all in Boston for a wedding, and like it was like we're all kind of older, we all had jobs, and like, you know, he's kind of starting to get work, and we're all like, oh, this is so cool, we're all kind of like doing comedy or making a show business life for ourselves, and Cash kind of has some struggles here and there, and then like the bill comes, he's like, don't worry guys, I got it, and he puts his card down. She just comes back. She's like, the car, like, we're like, we're really happy for you, Cash. The car got declined. And he hung his head so hard that I think I heard his neck crack. And me and my friend Jake just couldn't stop laughing, like, so loud and filled up the entire room. I know.
So funny.
That is the fucking worst.
Yeah, that's a real, it was just the timing that was really just fucking nailed it.
Now, did he do any of the, because I remember, that happened to me several times when I was broke and not managing my life well. You just like be at the grocery store and get everything. Over. Oh, do you have another card? What's wrong with that one?
Yeah.
Well, it's not going. Well, I mean, it's like the justification to the person working that doesn't give a shit. Like, I mean, I know I paid it. I mean, like the bill was due. Like, you start giving them way too. Mm-hmm. If someone gives way too many details, they're probably lying.
That happened all the time at the record store, which is even sadder because they're buying frivolous things. It's not like they're buying food to feed themselves. It's just like and it's always the same response. Like, what? That's so weird.
But inside, my worst fear imagined, realized.
Yeah. One time I saw a guy, he's like, I gotta call my bank. And then I just saw him touch one button on his phone and it didn't do anything. And he walked away going, hello, yeah. And then walked down the store. And then I saw him walk into his car.
Oh, no. Oh, that fucking just guts me.
No, that's
it's brutal.
God, that takes me back. Yeah. Oh, that takes me back.
That takes me back to last week. Hey, guys.
Did anyone see Hail Caesar?
I haven't seen it. Is it good?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I like it a lot.
Or are you trying to take the heat off Matt's story?
It was starting to bum me out.
It should.
So instead of comforting your friend, you just change the topic.
Oh, what are you? You're going to comfort Matt?
What are you going to
say? You're going to comfort Matt like every time we try that it doesn't blow up in our faces.
No.
I started therapy this week.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
That's great. See, he
I go to therapy.
Comfort.
It's good.
Yeah, no. I
don't go. A doctor called me and said, your mental health
is
totally
fine.
You're
really misinterpreting the message there.
Yeah, he said totally healthy. What does totally mean to you?
But not...
Popping tails, buddy.
He didn't do a thorough psychiatric evaluation of you.
Well, they don't need one.
You pissed in a cup. They probably grabbed the wrong cup of piss, to be honest. And the blood, they were
Could
just like,
anybody.
The blood was probably so tainted, they were like, why even bother telling him? Why even bother?
He's only got a week to live. Let him live it out. Don't stress him.
That's what I would do, I think, if I was that nurse.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you're fine.
You're fine. Live
she
life.
She hangs up and starts bawling.
Yeah.
I can't
just do me a favor. Live like
the two nurses.
To your fullest.
The two nurses were having an argument. One's like, we have to tell him. The other one's like, you can't. Why would you do that to him?
Yeah.
Someone told my brother he only had a week to live and it was the worst. And then you'd have to. And then she was like, no, I'm going to do it. And then right at the last minute, the other nurse put her hand over the phone and be like, think about what you're doing, Stacy. And she's like, shut up, Stephanie. And then when you answered, she just couldn't go through with it. And she was like, Mr. Ray, you're perfectly healthy. And then she hung up the phone and sobbed.
She used your stage name too.
Yeah, that's the weirdest part. That's a really weird part.
Yeah, because Jonah, that's right.
I did the worst bit at a show. I was hosting a show the other night. It was the record release show for Paige Weldon's debut record, Uncomfortable at Best.
Awesome.
Which is a great record. But we were doing we were at a bar and I was hosting the release show, and I was doing a bit about, you know, my last name being Rodriguez and how at the bar, I always have to repeat it a few times and they always look at me like I'm lying and using someone else's card. I always have to show my ID
right.
to prove that it's my card. And I was like, yeah, the same thing happened tonight. And then like I get off stage and Deanna, she's like, you just told everybody your last name and that you have a card open at the bar.
Well, you said Rodriguez. Your last name is Rodriguez.
It's Rodriguez,
yeah,
but for simplification purposes, I say Rodriguez.
Oh.
It's just easy because you're Rodriguez. What's that? Rodriguez? What? Rodriguez? Okay. You?
Well, it didn't sound like that. It was just two things that you had to say extra to protect your family's pride in Portuguese heritage.
My dad wanted to change our name
to what?
Years ago. Rodson. He wanted to, because my mom's last name is Erickson.
Oh.
He's like,
okay.
Rodson. I was like, yeah.
That's interesting.
You want to change your name to Rod Stewart?
I wonder which dealer your dad was hiding from.
Oh, no, yeah, I know. I wonder a lot of that.
Which Samoan guy?
Yeah. I remember I used to think my dad had such bad allergies.
And also, he really loved baby powder.
He sure did.
Just around his mouth.
I remember one time me and my friends were in a car with one of my friends. She was taking us to a movie, and then... like in traffic, like passed by my dad in his car, and she's like, I didn't know your dad smoked cigarettes. I was like, yeah, cigarettes.
Well, my dad, and I can say this now because he's dead, and
he can hear you.
What?
That's a podcast.
I just mean that no one can arrest him.
Oh, good.
It was very regular for my dad when I was growing up to like have a beer while driving.
Yeah, like, that was also the law.
In the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah.
No, he had these, for a while he had these labels that looked like Coke labels, and you'd put them around the can so that it looked like a...
What an industrious young man.
Wow. I mean...
Whoever decided to sell those.
You know, and the doctor told him he was perfectly healthy.
He lived a long life.
He did.
Well, that's not the point, Jonah.
You're just jealous of me. That's what's wrong.
I'm not jealous.
You're jealous of my immaculate health.
No, I'm not. Your health isn't immaculate.
You 44-year-old fuck.
If I could pick up this table, I'd show you what for.
Oh, no. Mr. Cosby?
No, that's not what...
What was that voice?
No.
How's therapy? Talking about your feelings?
I just went, the first session was on Tuesday.
It's really good.
How many times did you tell the person they were wrong?
Zero times, Jonah. They don't. Zero times. You know, I'm not the, there to tell them they're wrong. They're there to listen.
Is this the kind of therapy where you where they just kind of keep poking you to keep talking so you're working out, or do they?
It's
just,
a little bit
do,
of
do
that.
They offer
but
any,
he like fucking like nailed something, and I was like, oh, I never thought of that. Oh God, yeah. I almost started crying.
It's good though.
Is it?
It's yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going
every
next week. It's great.
Every like New England Irish Catholic like type of person I've known to go to therapy, they cry.
Oh, it was. I didn't. But I was just like, because he just said, "Oh, you think that maybe that's why you're like that?" And I was like, "Oh,
I can't believe you brought up me, ma'am. Oh, fake it all, fake it all. Oh, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, take me, just fucking take me." Christ!
That's exactly what it was like.
So same time next week?
Yeah, we'll be here. I think that's great. I'm very proud of you. I think it's very good. You know, it's like even
I'm proud of you too.
Yeah, no,
because it's
I got coaxed into it by my wife.
Well,
I said, you know what?
She's smart and she loves you, and you should listen.
Exactly.
To her.
Yeah. That's what I said. I was like, if you want me to go, I'll go. It's very close to the house.
I think I think the one thing that we definitely all have in common is that we married smarter, more stable women. Well, I mean, I'm getting married.
Yeah.
And I think that's very fortunate.
We almost let the cat out of the bag that you eloped.
We didn't elope.
Of course.
I would never do it. Are you fucking kidding me? My mom's Italian Catholic. I would never. No. That would not fly. That would not fly.
No.
You can just have her at the ceremony.
Why did you do it? Why a Jesus, a Mary, and a Joseph? Jesus Christus.
Did you guys check out Those Who Can't?
I haven't seen it yet. The Grolix guys?
Yeah, it's so good.
They were on At Midnight. They're fucking funny dudes.
They're very, very funny guys.
I haven't seen it.
It's good.
It's about second... teachers. They're like substitute teachers?
No, they're just actual teachers at a school.
They're literal teachers.
It's them three and then Maria Thayer.
I love Maria Thayer.
Yeah, it's really funny. Like I've seen two or three episodes now, and it's just like really, really funny.
It's a True TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah,
True.
Is it available digitally?
Probably.
I'm sure, you can go to True's website and take a look at that.
I dig it. I like it. It's very cool. Like I like how they sold a show. None of them had moved out of Denver. It was like, it's a really cool thing.
Well, that's good, but every time we're about to get a breakthrough with Matt, you bring up a pop culture thing.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
No, we were already talking about
fine. We can talk about the whatever.
I know. I just want to make sure
Matt. I see Adam on the lot.
I just want to make sure Matt's okay. Matt, every time.
I just know it makes him uncomfortable. You're trying to push him. You're trying to get us
to
be his
therapist. Do you need, guys? I'm already paying a guy to do this.
My God, Jonah, he's right. He should be paying us.
That's a good point.
I can't afford this.
Oh, buddy. I
haven't worked since May.
Oh, buddy. That was just a couple months.
Almost a year.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Just coming up on
stop
a year.
Making fucking work.
Right when I'm trying to have a breakthrough making fun of Matt, you just try
to... Have you guys heard of this Back to the Future ride at Universal Studios?
Tokyo. Still there.
Universal Tokyo. Have you heard Harry Potter World's opening soon?
Yeah, April. It's coming.
Nope, it's opening in April.
Oh.
The land is open. You can't ride anything.
Hogsmeade.
Should watch those movies all in a row and then go and experience Harry Potter World.
You can watch like the first four.
Never seen any of them. I saw one of them in a theater.
What?
Yeah.
I saw one in the theater as well.
Yeah. They started coming out
not see the last
like 2001, right?
2001.
Yeah, and I really couldn't afford to see movies too often. Like I remember, like 2001, I probably saw Spider-Man 2.
Tell me about it, bro. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
WKRP in Cincinnati was a show.
Lonnie Anderson shares a birthday with me.
Matt, it turns out your money problems seem to be stemming in.
Manimal was a show that I should get a more current reference.
Animal Man. I'm so bummed we never made that at
Web TV.
Animal
Man.
Did I ever tell you about Animal Man?
No.
It was a thing we really wanted to do on Web Soup. It was like non sequitur. We were trying to find a web video that we could shoehorn in the idea.
Yeah.
And it was Animal Man was a guy who was driving down the street when there was a solar eclipse, and then he's transporting an ancient urn, and then he hits a gypsy lady with his car, and so at that same time he looks at a goat.
and the goat was looking at another person. So Animal Man is a guy that when all these like different curses coincide with each other, he turns into a goat, but then he turns into a goat that turns into another man.
So he turns back into a man.
Yeah, just a different
it's like
man.
It's like a quick transformation.
But it's like a real painful process. God, I'll make that one day.
There's no reason that you can't.
Yeah, you can do it.
It's like, yeah, I want a lot of effects. I don't want to go practical with this one.
Maybe there's an
I want this on 16 mil.
Maybe there's an MST3K movie that'll lend itself to Animal Man.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you could make Animal Man and then MST3K it.
We'll make fun of it.
There you go.
Ooh, that's meta.
I've done that. I did that in a Freeloader's Guide to Easy Living, where we had the episode turn into a zombie movie, and then we put silhouettes of ourselves making fun of our own movie.
God damn it, you're sucking your own dick.
Yes, yeah. I still can't reach it.
You'll get there, buddy. You'll get there. Yeah. You're healthy.
Just gotta get rid of some of these ribs that I clearly don't need to protect my heart because it's strong.
Doesn't mean you can do everything.
I can do anything.
I don't think so.
Think of something. I can do it.
Can you stand up in this room?
Nope.
The ceiling's very low.
Yes, the ceiling is very low. Now you're fucking with me. See, now you're fucking with me.
Italian belly laugh. Hey,
white noise machine.
If you're just tuning into the Nerdist podcast, we don't know either.
And then why'd you skip ahead so far?
Very
forward?
Strange. Who's going to skip this dumb ads and take up like 4,000 minutes at the beginning of the podcast? It's like, these guys aren't even friends anymore, man. It's all going downhill on Matt. He's wearing a hoodie and Jonah's healthy and
Elvis Costello.
Yes, that was it. That was from My Aim Is True.
That was perfect.
Thank
that
you very
was
much.
Spot on.
I'd really worked on it for a long time.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like my Irish accent.
Yeah, well, in retrospect, yeah. Now that you told
I think
me
you
what
mean
it was.
Retrospect.
Retrospect. Do you do any accents?
No.
You put yourself out there?
Never.
You put yourself out there to be hurt
to.
By your friend?
Try not
you
to.
Wonder why I don't comfort
try
him?
To. Try not to.
I try to expand myself as a performer, as
I mean,
podcaster.
Do you put yourself down there?
I was just so beaten down for so long that I've decided to no longer put myself out there.
That's not
it's
true,
the way to
buddy.
Go, it's the
it's
way
not
to
true.
Go.
Yeah, is it? Wait, if you don't do anything, no one can say anything bad about
yep.
it. Oh, my God.
Does this
God.
Count as doing a thing?
Bingo.
This counts as doing a
podcasting?
Thing.
Podcasting?
Yes.
No, this is like breathing for us.
I guess that's true. The important thing is you're turning your life around and you're straightening out your emotional clogs and you're going to be all good and I'm very proud of you and let's go to Disneyland on Friday.
Great. I'll
what?
Be there.
You're going to?
Yeah, we are. You're working.
But I'm going to plan another trip because I'm going to take my buddy Will Wheaton to Disneyland and he's out of town. So we're going to go on another Disneyland trip in like a month or
wait,
so.
Did I just get pulled in because Will was out of town?
No. Oh, you were the first person I called.
No.
It's going to be really hot anyway.
Oh, no. It's going to be
there's
hot,
a group of us.
But it's going to be hot. It's
gonna
be
yeah, hot's anyway. Good.
Who's in the group? I'll tell you if I like them or not.
well, mister.
I like you. I like your future wife. So I'm okay with that. My wife, I'm okay with.
Her friends, Jamie and Kyle, who are also my friends, who are also lovely, wonderful
who's
people.
Who's Jamie and Kyle? What do they do?
They're
well, how do they act and where do they make their millions? Let's hear it.
No, it's not.
Let's hear it.
Matt!
Net worth.
I don't know.
That's where I play self-value
at. You can ask them on
at.
Friday. Just don't do it at the
Jamie
beginning of the day.
Jamie Kennedy? Jamie Kennedy.
It's not Jamie Kennedy.
And what was the other person's name?
Jamie and Kyle.
Kyle.
It doesn't matter.
Kyle Reese.
It's not
Kyle
Reese. No.
Sent back.
It, yes, it's Kyle Reese
Sarah
who's been sent
Connor.
Back to save Sarah Connor.
But
he's
also
got impregnate
her to become John Connor.
Yeah, which is...
Oh, boy, Genesis. There is no timeline. It's just a fucking mess. You see Genesis?
Was that the
you
one...
You see the second
the
sequel
one.
To that movie you were in?
It was the last one or the previous one?
The last one with Arnold.
Oh, yeah, the last one with Arnold.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? But it was fun.
I had a hoot with it. I really
I thought it was
it.
A good time.
I had a good time
That's
with it.
I thought it was a fun Terminator movie.
But if you
movie.
Think about the timeline for
no,
any
no, no,
amount
no, no, no.
Of,
but you
any
know,
amount
you don't
time,
need to watch it for that.
Your brain will
you don't
rip
need
apart.
To watch it for that. It was just a fun. It was just a fun romp.
Mad
fun.
At it.
I like a romp.
It was a good Terminator romp.
Big into romps.
We we're watching. Oh, we got a screener. This movie called The Witch, which looks fucking.
Oh, that's the, everyone was talking about that at Fantastic Fest last year.
Well, hang on. This is Jamie and Kyle. Am I going to be the fattest one there? in the group?
Yes.
God, every time. Every fucking time.
Oh, Chris.
What?
Seems like you could have recovered better than that.
Baby, it's not.
Sure, I slept with your sister, but don't shoot the messenger.
Come on. Don't shoot the messenger. You know she got the super sweet ass. What are you doing?
Zabble dabble. That's the next finishing move.
Zabble dabble.
The art of zabble dabble. American Zabble Dabble Warrior.
Whoa, I'd watch that. Is it on G4?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I was thinking about, like, American Ninja.
Warrior?
No, like the movie American Ninja.
Oh, I was thinking of American Ninja Warrior. Crazy how that works. I heard someone's resurrecting it.
Still got it in your blood. They haven't taken the sign down.
I heard someone is resurrecting it. I also heard Super Deluxe is back.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're hiring people.
Whoa, when you have a strong brand, you gotta bring it back.
Yeah.
You drive the podcast for a change.
What are you talking about? What do you want?
Yeah! You!
You didn't like my relaxed attitude towards this podcast? My phone started vibrating a bunch, and I got really scared that something went wrong at work.
or the doctor was like, we mixed up the records! You have all the cancers!
Guys, I'm lying.
Oh, no.
I didn't see a doctor.
Oh. It was Bill Nye, wasn't it?
It was actually Bill Nye, and he told me to leave. And I was like, well, that probably means because I'm fine.
No, it's because you just came.
Game!
Ain't so easy, is it?
What?
Driving the podcast.
Driving the podcast?
That's right.
Yeah, when you're thrown into the driver's seat because the fucking guy just jumped out the car. Yeah, it's a little tricky to get into.
Good luck, motherfucker!
just scream, take the hill.
You bastard! You frightened Scoot!
Now, I did the classic Chris Hardwick maneuver, which was I pretty much almost injured myself and another creature doing a comedy bit. I went to jump off the microphone. The dog is dark and the floor is dark. I did not see Scout next to my foot, so I tripped over the dog. The dog was so upset and nonplussed that it just went over. It didn't really seem to affect me.
Scout's got a good attitude, you know?
I like it.
I was always the guy. I was always the spazzy freak kid.
Yeah.
That would like do a physical bit and then break something.
And hurt myself, break something, land on someone's foot.
Oh, here we go.
No, you brought it up.
I don't think I did.
You brought it up again. You did. People can rewind the tape.
Oh, no, this shouldn't be on tape. This is a podcast.
That would be pretty cool. We should pick our favorite episode and just put it out on tape.
That's a great idea, actually, just for fun.
One episode that we only put on cassette.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
And we call it the cassette episode.
Yeah.
The cassette episode.
Oh, I'd do that.
So we don't have to.
We probably sell 4, 5, 6 copies.
That'd be great.
I don't think so. I think we'd sell a lot more than that.
7, 8, 10.
Because it would come with a digital download.
Oh, well, then if we give that out, then it's going to get fucking, someone's going to.
No, but people are going to want the thing. They're going to want the thing. People want things.
That's an interesting idea.
It is an interesting idea.
I'd love it.
When did you get business sense?
No, I'm just talking about doing cool shit.
Yeah, I'd like to do that if it's any.
Yeah, bro. If you can see Jonah's hair, it's all just windswept over his forehead now.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it just looks super. Super.
It's very Superman-y. You know?
I have
curl
that little,
coming down.
I got that curl.
I got that curl.
It's funny that you said my hair is kind of like Superman, and my doctor said the same thing.
He didn't say that at all.
Hold on.
He didn't say anything about your hair.
These keys are really heavy. Oh, my God. They're so light.
How'd you do that, Jonah?
I don't know.
How'd you do that?
I don't know.
Oh, what? No. No. That's.
Oh! You just crushed that water.
Jonah? Jonah, are you okay?
Heart attack.
What?
Big bad heart attack.
I can't understand what he's saying. Matt,
I think he's saying...
Ghost. Big bad ghost. Tiger ghost.
Tiger ghost. 103.5.
Welcome to Tiger Coast. 103.5. Coming in at you.
Taekwondo, taking a bath.
Hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Here's a journey.
We got that rain coming down. We'll see you next week on the Nerdist Podcast.
Did you just end the podcast?
Fucking, you want me to drive? I put it in park.
Typical Jonah. Enjoy the burrito.
I love you both.
That was fun, huh, guys?
Yeah, it's good to get back in the hospital situation.
Are you okay?
What's the matter?
Are you okay?
Are we okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I thought it was pretty good. We all played our characters pretty well.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't know how much longer I can hang out with. I mean, this is just
guys,
these conditions.
I got to get back to my job. Oh, that's the character.
Yeah, I got to go to my AA meeting.
I got to get fucked up.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.